I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Today is the deadline to register to vote in Georgia's May 22nd primary election. GPB's Emily Curitan reports on a crowded midterm ballot.
The primary will decide many judicial races, and it will narrow the field for a slew of state and local contests. Emory University political scientist Andra Gillespie says your primary vote matters.
It gives you an opportunity to pick the candidates that your party is going to put forward in the general election. And so if you complain that your party's always picking the wrong people, then your opportunity to have a say in who gets to stand in the November election is in May.
Eligible voters can register online by the end of today at registertovote.sos.ga.gov, or you can visit your local county government offices or nearest public library for a hard copy. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
Early voting in Georgia's primary begins April 30th. Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp is forming a group to recommend a new election system for the state. Yesterday, Kemp appointed 18 members to the Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections Commission. According to the AJC, the group is made up of legislators, party representatives, and voting experts. Kemp, who is also running for governor, says his bipartisan group will provide their recommendations for a new system before next year's legislative session. A jury has found an Atlanta attorney who fatally shot his wife guilty of murder and influencing witnesses. Jurors returned the verdict yesterday in the case of 75-year-old Claude Tex MacGyver. MacGyver admitted to shooting his wife Diane in September of 2016, but he argued that it was an accidental shooting. The murder conviction means jurors believe he intended to kill his wife. MacGyver faces a sentence of life in prison with a judge yet to decide whether he'll be eligible for parole. The jury also found him guilty of aggravated assault and possession of a gun during the commission of a felony. The new director of the CDC is getting paid nearly twice what his predecessor earned and far more than any other previous director. Dr. Robert Redfield, who took over the agency following Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald's January resignation, will be paid $375,000 per year. According to the Rome News Tribune, that's at least $150,000 a year more than any previous CDC director. Although his salary is high for a government position, it is not abnormal by private industry standards. Information in a public database indicates that he was paid more than $600,000 a year for his work at the University of Maryland as an HIV researcher. Redfield is being paid under a program called Title 42, which is designed to attract health scientists with exceptional skills and experience to government positions. And Coca-Cola reported double-digit growth during its first quarter. This as the company introduced new flavors and continued to discard its bottling operations. The company began selling Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, a reformulated replacement for Coke Zero, in 20 markets last year. And they've also been moving their Honest and Smartwater brands into more international markets. It's also been branching out with small batch and specialty drinks and focusing more on sales of concentrates. That shift cuts into revenue, but it's also lowering costs. Coca-Cola reported 47 cents per share in profit, beating Wall Street's per share expectations by a penny. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org.